You're saying, all gotta be able to laugh. Motherfuckers thought that because I was raised homophobic, that might have meant I was homophobic. Wait a minute, motherfucker, don't speak for me. I can tell you how the fuck I feel. Just because I got an opinion don't mean shit. At the end of the motherfucking day, I thought we were talking about rights. And I thought it was human rights. I think they human rights. So if you a human, you deserve your motherfucking rights. The reason for that is I don't give a fuck what you are doing in your life. Cause I'm too busy doing what the fuck I'm doing in my life. End quote. Yes, yes. Now, people thought that because I might have an opinion, that meant I was homophobic. No, 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 no. Let me say publicly. Let me see, very publicly. If there was a dude and I had some shit to say, that's not because I was homophobic, motherfucker. I'm not homophobic. I'm pro-pussy. There is a difference. I think you need to understand. I was trying to help. I wasn't coming from a place of hate. I thought some of them had made a mistake. I'm saying if you try a vagina and it leads you to a life of asshole, wait a minute. If at first you don't succeed, sir, try again. What the? You must have got the wrong vagina. They are delicious. To try another one. All of them are delicious. Huh? But I realized there was a contradiction, because if you ask me about gay dudes, I have shit to say. But if you ask me about lesbians, I don't have shit to say about lesbians. I've already had this conversation with Jesus. He know I love lesbians. I don't even think lesbians should pay taxes. I really don't. I think they are already taking care of two vaginas. Just saying. We can't afford to be judging all the time. Our life is too motherfucking hard as it is. You gotta be able to just laugh some shit the fuck off. I just don't like when they try to force shit down our throats. Had Jason Collins come out as the first openly gay basketball player, that's fine and all, but nigga, you can't suck at both things. I said we didn't know you was gay, and we didn't know you was a basketball player. Nigga, what the fuck? This nigga 0.3 points a game. We do that shit from the house. How the fuck he gonna be the first openly gay basketball player? Am I the only motherfucker in here old enough to remember Dennis Rodman? What the fuck was that shit? That was the first gay basketball player. Get the fuck out of here. I watched that nigga get 38 rebounds in foundation, mascara, eyeliner, eyelashes, lip gloss, chapstick, lipstick, rouge. That is the master of the all-ass defense. He's a... You want this rebound, you gonna have to touch my penis.
No, no, no.
Sometimes you just gotta be able to laugh. They have Michael Sands come out. He's going to be first gay NFL player. And when that shit came out, everybody had an opinion. He was right here, and everybody over there had an opinion, and everybody over there had an opinion. But nobody's opinion was solid. They go up to the player, do you care that your teammate is gay? Hell no! I don't care what he chooses to do with his own personal life. As long as he comes in here ready to win championships and knows the playbook, then we have a teammate. You mean you don't mind sharing a shower with him? I can shower at the house. It ain't that big of a deal. I'm saying, I'm generally fresh than a motherfucker anyway. Just saying. Can't make judgment all the time. Sometimes you gotta be able to laugh. I don't have to be motherfucking political. I don't play football. I'm a football fan. I ain't in charge of the NFL. I love the NFL. I love to see football games. And as a fan, let me just say, it's gonna be some exciting shit when the first gay motherfucker walk home the field. And all of y'all think it's gonna be regular. No the fuck it ain't. No, it's gonna be some exciting shit. You think you've been tackled before? Yeah. You think you've been sacked before? You ain't never been sacked till you get sacked by a 6'8", 285-pound nigga that was looking at your ass anyway. He just owned the line, Jack. That nigga's gonna sack you with love in his heart.
Historic year, only one man has the courage to take on Washington and tackle the big issues.
What's going on, DC?
He don't even try. I don't even know why he go to the press conference.
What do you think about the problem in Darfur?
You get on that horse, you gotta ride it.
8 years we've been not finding the Colwyn with the beard and the robes and the dialysis machine. Lived in a cave, but they know everything T.I. did at the Hip Hop Awards. Just 1 month, they say this is the best medicine ever. And then 3 months later, you hear this quiet-ass commercial. Have you or one of your loved ones been killed from using our medicine? Dial 1-800-R-BAD.
Senator, who's never on steroids? I just got bigger and stronger the older I got.
Everybody, commercials sound good at 2:30 in the goddamn morning. Do you care about your family? Yes, I do. Is healthcare important to you? Yes, it is. I don't know what Hillary was thinking. She thought she was just going to inherit the minority vote. Wait a minute. We don't know you like that. We like your husband. You wasn't even on the invitation. It said Bill Clinton plus one. We didn't know who he was going to bring. White people, ain't y'all had all the goddamn presidents? Go to the library, get the president book. White. Give me the vice president. This nigga been running for 2 years. He ain't had no baby mama come out to woodwork. He don't owe nobody $200 for nothing. He ain't never had a pit bull puppy. Don't have an earring, never had a tattoo. Where did you get this nigga from, a cave?
Cat Williams, the king of underground comedy.
Roar!
It's back on stage, Jim. It's Pimpin' Pimpin'. Buy it on DVD November 11th.
I'm Cat Williams, and I approve this message.
Look at you 10 years later in here with that bank teller. You look like you work at the bank. That's how our country do. We don't give a fuck. Just don't give us the last shit. We traded in a crazy, deranged, erratic motherfucker. We traded him in for a weekend at Bernie's.
What the fuck is that? What the fuck is that? That guy's definitely in.
Too much going on. You can't believe nothing that people say. This is some crazy shit. You motherfuckers is vicious. You don't give a fuck about nobody. Motherfucker, I'm so sick of motherfuckers talking shit about Joe Biden. Joe need to get his shit together. You need to wake up, Joe. Go Brandon, Joe. The fuck is wrong with you people? Who raised you? Joe Biden is 96 motherfucking years old, bitch. You gave Paw Paw the job, bitch. You gave great-granddaddy the job, bitch. Now you want Big Daddy to get his shit together. Joe Biden's doing the best he motherfucking can. That man is 97 years old. People talking shit about Joe Biden. I don't like the way he left Afghanistan. Bitch, how the fuck do you think a 98-year-old man leave a fight? Quickly and quietly, bitch. Joe Biden left Afghanistan like this. Joe is doing the best he fucking can. Give him a fucking break. Joe is 99 goddamn years. If you lucky enough to have a great-granddaddy, call him up right now on the phone and ask him, is he ready to do 12 press conferences tomorrow, bitch? No, he is not. Joe be doing the best he can. He show up at all the press conferences. You can ask Joe anything, but he only gonna answer half. But what the question is, he is not gonna let you know when he get off at the nearest exit. They said, Joe,
America just dealt with a terrible hurricane season. You have some words of encouragement for the American people about hurricanes? Joe said, thank you so much for asking. First of all, our thoughts and prayers go out to all the families dealing with hurricanes throughout the entire United States. What a lot of Americans have been doing to fight the hurricanes is getting vaccinated. There's too much shit going on. Too much shit going on. And they doing their best with Joe. Every morning they tell Joe, Joe, today, don't say shit today, Joe. No, I want to tell the American people. I love it. And that's how you can tell the vice president is a real black woman. You don't see her nowhere. She ain't at the mall, at the club, nothing. She in her room at the White House. Too much shit going on. Too much shit. It all come down to the lie and the truth. Just got to deal with it. That motherfucker don't want to tell us the truth about shit. Nothing. You notice they don't even talk about the war on drugs no more? You think that's because there ain't no more war? Or there ain't no more drugs? They don't tell us shit. They don't talk about drugs no more. Because for the first time in history, black people ain't making none of the drugs. Look at white people. What? Yep. Yep, I know white people, you find what I'm saying hard to believe. I'm gonna tell you a statistic that's gonna blow your fucking mind. There are zero niggas making fentanyl. Look at white people. What? Yep. You better believe it, white people. We would notice if niggas was dropping dead for nothing. I looked up fentanyl. That shit is beyond dangerous. I said, what you gotta do to die? They said, touch it. And that's when I knew niggas ain't involved in this. We like to touch everything we buy. We would notice niggas dying at the purchase. His last word was, this must be it. Mm-hmm. Yep. It's a crazy world out there now. They don't want to talk to you about the drugs. They ain't talking about the opioid crisis. And it's fucking up everybody's community. Everybody got a favorite pill. Everybody got a go-to. So when time get rough, it's a whole opioid crisis. They ain't even talking about it. You know why? Because ain't nobody going to fuck the jail. Ain't no houses getting raided. Ain't nobody being looked into. You know why? Because the dealer is your doctor. That's why it's called World War III. Because there's a whole motherfucking war going on right now. And they ain't telling us shit. We don't even know whose side is what. Whole war going on. Fortunately for us, it's simple. It ain't even complicated. White people don't get nervous. It ain't about race this time. Mm-mm. Ain't about money this time. No, no. This time it's the lie versus the truth. Just that simple. The lie versus the truth. That's it. Just the lie versus the truth. The lie. I'm not here to say what side is the best side. I'm just saying them sides. Watch this. Where's all the lovers of truth at in the building? Make some noise if you know the truth. Look at the lovers of truth strong in this bitch. Keep that same energy. Don't switch up on them. So lovers of truth, watch this. Where's all the liars in the building? Make some noise, liars. Yeah. Look at the lovers of truth.
What? I didn't think they would tell the truth.
Liars do what the fuck they want to do. But just understand, it's two sides. You always got to have a proper respect for your ops. One of these sides don't respect the ops. The lovers of truth, they don't give a fuck about the lie. And they will tell you, bitch, this is the truth right here. I don't give a fuck. You tell them about the lie, they don't, the lie ain't shit. Shit. Lies run the world. Better respect it. Lies run the world. For every time one lie get told, 1 million people make $1 million. For every lie, you know who the fuck paid for it? Whoever the fuck don't know, it's a lie. That's who the fuck paid for it. Yep. And they lie to all of us. Some of us. Look at white people, not us. Yes. All of us. They lied to us all together. They told all of us in here, there's a chicken wing shortage. Look at people of all races and religions, genders and creeds, all agree. They sure did say that. They told all of us, there's a chicken wing shortage. And no matter how much we all love chicken, we didn't riot in the streets. We didn't burn burger places down. We just believed them. But liars always leave a clue. They think they smarter than them is. They said to all of us, there is a chicken wing shortage. Did you notice they did not say it was a shortage of chickens? Said it was a chicken wing shortage. But they did not say it was a shortage of chickens. Now I know some of y'all don't grow up on the farm. Maybe you don't see a chicken every day. But try to envision in your mind what a chicken looks like. Because if a liar can get you to believe some shit, they don't stop there. They doubled up. Just so you knew they was lying, they said some shit next that don't even make mathematical sense. They said there's a chicken wing shortage, but we got plenty thighs. chicken wings come from a chicken. They get two wings, two thighs. Don't start talking about you got a whole bunch of thighs. Where the fuck you getting these spider leg chickens from? See, the problem is, some of y'all believe in God, some of y'all believe in science. I believe in both. Science might have done some things, and God did some things. Science might have made a lot of shit, but God made the chicken. You ain't gonna tell me God made the chicken. He did that for the world. That's how you know it's from God. What group of people don't fuck with chicken?
Look at the vegans.
It's just us.
God made the chicken. That bitch ain't safe nowhere. Every time a chicken's foot hit the ground, somebody wanna put that bitch in Greece. In China, in France, in Europe, in Mississippi. How you know God made it? Cause that bird is the most delicious bird in the whole world. And that motherfucker can't fly. Cause God loves you. If chickens could fly, half the motherfuckers in here be dead right now. If you had to catch your own two-piece, you'll die. You just in the backyard. That was a spicy combo too. I can't keep missing these opportunities. Anyway, I'm just saying, figure out what you can trust. Because it used to be, it was people out there that we trusted. They job made us trust them. That they would do the right thing by us. That shit is gone, gone. Been gone. Fuck you mean. They want you to do shit that don't make no sense. That's why I won't even talk about politics no more. Ain't shit to talk about. The fuck I'm supposed to do if both sides is the dumb side. I don't even want to play no more. The fuck is this shit? But that's America. We just don't want what we had last. Ten years ago, some of you ladies was with a full-fledged gangbanger. To holler out a warning to your ass from time to time that you ain't even asked for. They'll just throw it out there. It's the last days. Now the Christians don't say nothing. Now that there's real plagues outside. The Christians going to church on Sunday like Joe Biden. But the truth is, all of us get lied to. Even the Christians. They'll lie to any of us. Because they just don't want you to know the fucking truth because you might feel good about yourself. It's only that. Or they don't want to tell you because they'll know it'll fuck you up. But it's the truth, though. They made that whole Garden of Eden up. Putting slander on our Lord. Talking about an apple tree. Oh, and they ate the apple. Hey, bitch, my God don't fuck with fruit like that. What the fuck? You act like God will put our whole life on the line over a piece of fruit, bitch? If God didn't want you to eat the fruit, him wouldn't have made the fruit. They just covering up a lie. Because the truth too painful. Ain't no motherfucking apple tree, bitch. You are the tree. This the tree. You the tree, bitch. You are the tree. All right, so if you the tree, then what the fuck? Is the fruit. This the fruit. If this is the tree, this the fruit. The message was, don't touch the fruit. They lied to the Christians too. Made up a whole bunch of religious stories because they didn't want you to know the truth because the truth is painful. The truth is, your mama's a hoe.
Look at the Christians. That's far enough, Cat.
Yep. That's the story of Genesis. Your mama's a hoe.
Look at you. Still don't even want to believe.
No.
Yep. You talking about the lady that fucked the man and the snake in front of God? This bitch was for the streets 5,000 years before they came up with streets. But you believe the world is fucked up because of fruit. No, it ain't that. Adam was God's son. So who the fuck was Eve? That wasn't his motherfucking wife. That wasn't his girlfriend. That was God's daughter, bitch. The fuck? That's incest, bitch. That she cannot be fixed. That's why they ratchet ass got thrown out the garden. And there they got him as a relationship goal. They say they lied to all of us. Don't want to tell us nothing about nothing. We done been to 300 planets in space. 300. Earth, moon, plus 300. We done been there. Now you notice they ain't never bringing back no souvenirs. There's some shit they don't want you to know. Down here on this planet, we know all about evolution. Don't we know evolution? We know exactly how it works. Don't we? We know life will find a way. It'll start out small. And then it just get better and better and better and better. That's evolution. We done been to 300 motherfucking planets now. And guess what? It ain't no evolution. Oh, not now one of them goddamn planets. Not none, not even a little teeny nighty bit. Just rocks and dirt. Uh-huh, every single planet. Uh-huh, because they found out the two most valuable things in the universe. Other than God, it ain't but two things valuable in the universe. Water and pussy. Look at the ladies, I'm sitting on one of them.
Look at the Vegas professionals.
I'm sitting on both of them. Yeah. They don't want to tell you that shit. Nothing else in the world means shit. Other than God, it's just water and pussy. Why? Because science ain't made them. God made them. You know how you know God made water, not science? Water is the only thing in the universe. You know the recipe. You can't make none.
Say it one more time, Cat, for the people in the back.
Uh-huh. Anything else? You want to make it?
You just need the recipe. But as soon as you get it, you can make you some. Not this, though. God made this. And we all know the recipe. H to the 2 to the O. If you put an H and an O together by yourself, you just have a hole. And you can lead a hole to water, but you ain't gonna make none. Yep. I don't give a fuck how good at science you are. You can't take hydrogen and put that with oxygen and come up with no type of water. Not tap water, not rain water, not Flint water, nothing. That's because God made it. It can do 5 or 6 things by itself. It can be ice. You can swim in it, relax in it, bathe in it, swim in it, drown in it, die in it. Just like pussy, that's why they both on the list. Water and pussy. Why are you saying pussy, cat? Because it's the second greatest thing in the entire universe. It's something that exists that mathematically should not exist. The pussy is a fax machine before machines. You fuck me, I make a copy of you, nigga.
You see them in Friday's 3? And the hit show, the Tracy Morgan Show, give it up, please, for Cat in the Hat.
I was never in House Party 3. Holla at a pimp. Play that motherfucker one more again if you would. Let's get the spirit church. I don't care what you say, this song is gonna make you happy. This is the kind of song when you walk into the Sloss and swap meet with $400. And you know not only can you buy anything you want, bitch, you can buy a booth if you want to. Just go on. This is a song that plays in your head when you go to Ralph's. Register comes up at 146 and you know you ain't got but $140, and then you pull out your Ralph card and watch the shit just come tumbling down. Y'all don't feel me. What I'm saying is a song like this could change your life if you would just allow it. It's time to do some new shit. You need a theme song in your life. I don't give a fuck what you say. You can't fight to that song. You can pull out your gun, but you can't shoot. You just... Stop. And what I'm saying is that if you... I know some of y'all hate your job. You wake up happy and mad at the same time. You just, good morning, shit. You need a song like this on your alarm clock, but you can wake up to some pimp shit in the morning. You just fuck, go. Y'all don't feel what I'm saying. You don't feel what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that even if you recycle cans for a living, if you could just put that song in your shopping cart, you'd be all right. You just gone down Sunset. Y'all don't feel what the fuck I'm saying. I'm saying even if you had the shopping cart with the fucked up wheel, you still just... You feel me? I think, what I'm saying is even if you worked at McDonald's and and somebody came through the drive-thru and ordered a number 7, and you looked around and nobody was working but you. If you could just get that song on the PA system, you'd be all right. You just fucked it.
I just want a girlfriend just like you. Would y'all please make a round of applause for Layla Lee, please, God?
You are the dream woman. All we want is a fine-ass woman that can knock a nigga out. That's all we really want. So that I don't have to fight sometime. I just been them all just, no, baby, you got this one, you got this one. Some beautiful shit. Now, I need to talk to my people. Now, that does not necessarily mean black people. I've had as many problems with niggas as I've had with white people. So I'm only talking to my people, the SPS type of people, secret pimp society. If you don't know, don't ask, bitch, you ain't invited. Now, this is a new year, you got to do new shit. First of all, stop letting motherfuckers think you're stupid. We're not stupid. The world is crazy, it ain't us. These motherfuckers got to stop on TV. They got the nerve to lie and tell the truth to us at the same time. This got to be the last year we tolerate that shit. How you gonna lie and tell the truth? You wouldn't tolerate that at the club if you was with a girl and you was dancing. You was like, so, how many kids you got? She was like, 6, I mean one. Bitch, that ain't funny. How many of you guys? That's what they do. They lie and tell the truth at the same time. You see the commercial, you can get a brand new 2004 Expedition, no credit, bad credit, bankrupt, divorce, parole violation, whatever your problem is, on approved credit. Did you just say no credit, bad credit, on approved credit? That's like you meet a woman at the club, she tell you, I'm gonna give you some pussy, never. But bitch, that ain't the same then. That's not the same. Then they got commercials for medication. Where the side effect is worse than the shit that they're curing. And I didn't think nobody was noticing but me. All I'm saying is, I'm taking some shit for asthma. I don't need the side effect to be shortness of breath. That's what the fuck I came to you for. They got some shit. They got some shit called Zenical. Now, Zenical is a fat blocker. And if weight is heavy on your mind, you got to be excited about something called a fat blocker, because you don't necessarily want to stop eating. But you wouldn't mind something blocking the fat every now and again. They show you the commercial, they show you the woman, she's overweight, she's unhappy. 3 seconds later, she's in a bikini, running through flowers, and you think, I want to run through some flowers too. Because you envision a pill in your throat all day. Just blocking that. Just. Then they say possible side effects are gas with an oily discharge, diarrhea, and the inability to stop it. What the fuck? Gas with an oily discharge. It's already embarrassing to fart in church as it is. Now you got to ruin your clothes? You just,
nigga, that ain't never coming out. No, nigga, that's oil. That's oil.
It's all bullshit, I'm telling you. Weed is still illegal. Why? Nobody knows. It couldn't possibly be because it's a drug. That don't even make sense. It's just a plant. It just grow like that. And if you should happen to set it on fire, there are some effects. But that's not the same as drugs. You got to do things to it chemically. You got to add baking soda, water, stir it up. I don't know the recipe. I'm just saying it's some shit you got to do to it. Now, aspirin is perfectly legal. But if you take 13 of them motherfuckers, it'll be your last headache. As long as you have been living, you ain't never heard of a motherfucker overdose on marijuana. You might have thought that nigga was dead. He ain't dead. He gonna wake up in 30 minutes, hungry enough to eat up everything in your house. That's how it works. It's hungry, happy, sleepy. That's it. But this is bullshit. They think we stupid. They can do everything else, technology-wise. They can clone sheep. They can make a baby without the mama. We all remember the cell phone. You remember when that motherfucker first came out? That motherfucker was this goddamn big. Came in a suitcase with a shoulder strap. We all remember that. Now that motherfucker is so small that by next year it's just gonna be a chip on a nigga's tongue. You gonna be smoking a cigarette there. Hello? No, nigga, I got you on a tongue phone. Hold on, I got another call. Hello? You got to start making decisions that are best for you. Some of y'all just lie entirely too much. In 2004, stop lying to motherfuckers. Some of y'all got bill collectors keep calling all the time. That's because you keep giving them words that make them lie. Like, I'm not ready right yet. My shit ain't come in right now. Just tell that motherfuckers the truth. Don't be mean, don't be nasty, just tell them the truth. Just, brrr, hello? Yes, this is he. Mm-hmm. No, I know. Well, how much is it? Fuck. Okay, your name is Jerry, right? Jerry, are you by a computer where you can get this down? Okay, I am never, ever, ever gonna fucking pay y'all. No, not payments, not installments, I'm not doing shit, Jerry. Don't threaten me, Jerry. I already got bad credit. Y'all should have turned that shit off last month. God bless you, too. Start telling motherfuckers the truth. Now, some of y'all just need to go on and smoke weed. Because there's a chemical in weed that's called fuck it. And if you can just get that in your system, it can make your shit better. Some of y'all be crying about bills you can't pay. You just, I don't know what I'm going to do about this light bill. They want the whole thing. They don't want a deposit or nothing. They want the whole, just hit the weed one time and see if it don't change your perception of what's going on in your life. I don't know what I'm going to do about this light bill. Fuck them goddamn ones. Shit. Now we so busy worrying about who they with, what these niggas got on, who they with, why they looking. You need to party with some white people. White people don't give a fuck about nothing. They just come to party. They don't give a shit about the song, the club, the drinks, the beat, nothing. Them motherfuckers are just ready to party. The beat will be right there. They'll dance all around that motherfucker.
box for 12 motherfucking years. This is bullshit now. You be in the club, you doing your shit. You look over, this nigga doing the same shit. Now you gotta get special with yours. This nigga wanna throw his back out to show you. Go in the club and make up your own shit. Now you need to be very, very in your head for this, because some of y'all don't know that haters run in a gang. They're never solitary. So while you're doing your shit, it's gonna be haters on you. Fuck them. Do your shit. Go in the club and make up your own shit. If you can do it for 5 seconds, I promise it'll free your entire life. DJ, just play something. I don't give a fuck what it is. Just as soon as you walk in the club, something's gonna be playing. Just walk it. Shit that means something to you means something to you. If you married, hold on to that motherfucker till it ain't no good. How many of y'all got kids? Make some noise if you got kids. That's the most powerful thing in the world. I say this at every show. If you got a crazy ass baby mama nigga, it's a nigga testifying in the back. He's, crazy ass baby mama, just try and work with her ass if you can. I'm a single father. I done had niggas, he was 9 months old, he ate. I'm just here to tell you this ain't no motherfucking joke. This is a goddamn job. Every motherfucking day raising these little ragged ass motherfuckers. That's a goddamn job. This nigga, first of all, he wake up at 5:30 every motherfucking morning. He don't give a fuck about weekends, weekdays, what time daddy get home. At 5:30, he's up. Not only is he up before Jesus, he ain't got no job, he ain't got no bills, so not only is he up at an ungodly hour, he is happy than a motherfucker for no apparent reason. At 5:30 every morning, he just, good morning, daddy. Time for some cereal. I done put that nigga to bed at 5:15. At 5:30, he just, good morning, daddy. By some Sarah. But that's my motherfucking nigga. I don't know about you. I'm a pimp right here. I ain't a pimp as far as putting holes on the street. I'm a pimp right here. I think pimp, therefore I am. So that's how I deal with my son, see? See, the first rule of pimping is you can't lie. Some of y'all niggas think you're pimping because you got two girlfriends, but them bitches don't know each other. That's not pimping. I tell the truth. My son is 8. He ain't never believed in Santa Claus. I'm sorry. I cannot afford for him to walk around thinking it's a white man going through the ghetto giving niggas PlayStations. No, baby, no. Daddy bought that with his weed money, baby. Can you say sacrifice? Sacrifice. Very good. Me and that nigga talk. He came to me 2 months ago. He said, Daddy, I want an Xbox. I said, well, sit right here, pimping. Let me holler at you. Now, the first thing you need to understand is the Xbox is $199.99. Now, Daddy can do this all day, every day, no problem. But I need you to understand it only come with one controller. That means Daddy can't play with you. Your friends can't play with you. It's just you. That means I gotta buy another controller at $34.95. Now, Daddy can do this all day, every day, no problem. But I need you to understand it only come with two games. You gonna be through with them motherfuckers tonight. That means Daddy gotta buy 3-4 other games at $45 to $55 a piece. Now, Daddy can do this all day, every day, no problem. Or
I can look in the recycler under the classified section and I can get you what's known as a Nintendo 64. Now, it's not gonna be new, so it's gonna come with like 20 games that other kids have already opened and played with to make sure it's fun. Then me and you got like $200-$300 left over. We can go all across the country, stop in ice cream trucks, buy 6 nuggets, don't eat 6, eat 3, throw the other 3 out the window because we don't give a fuck because we got money like that. And that nigga sit right there and make a pimp decision. He just... You say 20 games? Well, we're just gonna get the Nintendo then, daddy. That's my motherfucking nigga. Make a pimp decision then. When the new Jordans come out, I take that nigga to the Foot Locker with the rest of the children and let him try them on. Just go and try them on. No, they tight, they tight. Okay, I want you to do me a favor. Run down this aisle real quick. I'm gonna time you. Are you not? Get saved! 9 seconds, 9 seconds. That was fast. Come ahead and play this. I want to show you something. I want to show you something. Now put the Batmans on. Put the Batmans on. Make sure the Velcro is tight. Make sure the Velcro is tight. And let Daddy holler at you, Pippin. Now, if you want the Jordans, Daddy can get the Jordans all day, every day. No problem. But for the same price as the Jordans, you can get the Batmans, the Robins, the Pokemons, the Digimons. You can get these that don't have no name, but they light up every time you walk, just every step you take. And that nigga bling bling out the store. He just... Y'all been all that. I've been Cat in the Hat. Thanks a lot.